Election Night Coverage 2024 on American Family Radio. AFA President Tim Wildman, Vice President Ed Vitagliano, News Director Fred Jackson.
Wesley will be here. Walker will be here.
And the American Family News team bring you election returns and analysis from a Christian perspective.
We'll be up here for 5 or 6 hours.
Yes.
Yeah. On election night beginning at 6 Central, it's Election Night Coverage 2024 on American Family Radio. Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
And once again, no, he is not Pastor Jeff today. This is his Bishop E.W. Jackson today, but honored to be able to sit in the desk in his place while he's away for a little bit. So I'll be with you today and tomorrow, and then he will be back here shortly. Off on assignment, as they say, assignment from the Lord. Great man of God, dear friend of mine, and it really is a pleasure for me to be able to substitute for him today. Well, look, we've got lots to talk about. We are, as you just heard, less than 2 weeks from the election. I think I told you yesterday, I have voted. If you haven't, please get out and vote. As they say, put it in the bank. And then let's focus on trying to get other people. I've been asking people now that I've voted. I've been asking my family and colleagues and church members, did you vote yet? Did you vote yet? And I'm getting a somewhat mixed reaction, but I'm telling you, vote early. I think the lines on voting on Election Day are going to be very, very long. I think this is one of those hot elections that is going to turn people out in record numbers. I really do. And as I've said before, as I said yesterday, I think, I project Donald Trump by 52 to 48. That's my projection. Donald Trump, 52 to 48 overall. I don't think that he'll have a landslide in electoral votes. The country's just too divided for that. But I think my guess is Donald Trump will probably get, I would say, in the 290s in terms of electoral votes. He'll get well above the 270 needed in order to win. But I think what is going to happen, many of these battleground states are going to break for him. I think he will, my guess is he will win Nevada. He will win Wisconsin. I have my doubts about Michigan. I think he'll win Nevada, win Wisconsin. I believe that Donald Trump will win Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. And we are in, as I told you all yesterday, we're certainly in pitching for in those three states. I am, my organization personally, not my nonprofit Stand, but we have a super PAC that is doing ads in those three states on gospel radio stations, encouraging Christian voters, particularly Black Christian voters, to vote for Donald Trump and not for Comrade, the Marxist socialist Comrade Kamala. So we're doing, as the saying goes, we're leaving nothing in the ring. We're putting it all out there to try to make sure that we get the outcome that this nation so desperately needs. Look, I have had a every now and then I have a pet peeve. So before I get into some of these substantive issues that I want to get into with you, let me bring up a pet peeve. I'd say it, and I don't think I had a chance to say this to you yesterday. It came up on my own podcast. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, the Awakening podcast is now on American Family Radio. It posts every Wednesday. I don't know whether it's up now, but of course, you're listening to me live, so you don't need to go to the podcast and listen to me on a recorded program at the moment. But in case you don't get enough in this hour, you can always go and listen to the podcast as well, the Awakening podcast. There will be some repetition and overlap, obviously, but I try to keep the programs fresh and do a little something different so that you're not simply hearing the same thing over and over again. Although my wife accuses me of that all the time. My wife says, and I guess preachers do this in sermon, she said, You know how many times you've told that story? And I said, well, listen, I can't go back and change my life. These are the stories of my life, and I'm going to end up telling these stories over and over again. But of course, God gives us new stories to tell as well. But be sure to check out the podcast. And for those of you who are not aware, I have a daily podcast called E.W. Jackson for America that's on at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, live. It's on every day, but I do it live Tuesday through Friday. We play my sermon from Sunday on Mondays, but on Tuesday through Friday, I'm on live. And you can check that out by going to my webpage, the several webpages, actually. But you can go to bishopewjackson.tv. You can go to standamerica.us. You can go to my Facebook page, E.W. Jackson SR. And it's on, of course, it's on Spotify and all of that. So if you just look up the podcast in those the usual places where you would find podcasts, you'll find it there. And it's on YouTube, of course. By their leave, I'm allowed to at least live stream, although they will not monetize because my content is harmful. Yeah, you've heard that one. My content is harmful. Okay, back to my pet peeve. I said a week or two ago, you know, this guy, his actual name, believe it or not, is Leonard Larry McKelvey. Leonard Larry McKelvey. They call him Charmaine. And of course, I'm not going to repeat the rest of it because I just find it offensive and blasphemous to refer to somebody, some human being, as God. I just won't do it. I'm just not doing it. And I don't even know why people who claim to be Christians let that roll off their tongue so easily. They ought to be rebellious against it and offended by it. Instead of like, you're calling some guy God, are you kidding me? No way. Well, I've certainly taken that position, and I don't have any dislike or disdain for him. I don't understand what his claim to fame is, because to me, he really just comes across to me like an idiot. And so why in the world, I guess millions of people watch him, but what in the world? Lord, have mercy on us. And the last dumb thing he said was to, as I think I pointed out to Kamala Harris, well, we know that what Donald Trump is offering is fascism. Why can't we say that? And, you know, you want to say, brother, you got to raise your IQ 200 points just to get to dumb. You really do. As these people throw these words around, they don't have a clue what they mean or where they come from. Fascism is an outgrowth of Marxism and communism. Mussolini was a communist. Fascism was simply added a couple of elements to communism, and he coined the phrase fascism. Mussolini coined that. Of course, now we think of Hitler as a fascist and so forth, and there have been others that we, but it can mean different things in different contexts. But the central core of fascism is that it grows out of Marxism. It is a totalitarian system that really seeks to control everything and everybody, and that spirit comes out of communism. But people don't know that. And they, you know, Donald Trump's the furthest thing from a communist or a fascist that you, as he said, as he might say, I am the least of all the people in the world. I am the least fascist. But I refuse to use it. I use this guy's name as his entertainment name as he's designated it, because I just find it blasphemous and insulting and offensive, and I just won't do it. Well, I was reading my devotions this morning, and I'm in the book of Exodus, because I, you know, as I'm sure as most of you do, I read the Bible over and over and over and go through it over and over again. So I'm, you know, back and forth. But, you know, it's interesting. You always find things that not that you know you've read them, but they didn't register. So this morning, I came across this scripture in Exodus 23, verse 13, and it says, and in all that I have said to you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of other gods, nor let it be heard from your mouth. And folks, that hit me like a lightning bolt. That, as God saying to me, son, you are taking the right stand. Because that verse is exactly how I felt about this. It says, be circumspect. In other words, be aware. Be alert. You know, circumspect. See what is around you clearly. It says, and make no mention of the name of other gods, nor let it be heard from your mouth. And I thought, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. because that's exactly what I intend to do. So, folks, that's just a little footnote of a pet peeve of mine, confirmed by Scripture. His actual name is Leonard Larry McKelvey. That's the guy's name, Leonard Larry McKelvey. Now, where in the world he got this Charlemagne nonsense, I don't know, but that's his name. So you can call him Leonard. I know he would love that. You ever meet him? Hey, Leonard, how you doing? He'd probably look at you, probably want to punch you. You know? I say, well, you don't expect me to call you some guy, but give you some kind of divine name, do you? Because I'm not doing that. So your mother gave you the name, and father, I guess, gave you the name Leonard. That's your name as far as I'm concerned. I'll even give you Mr. McKelvey if that makes you feel better. But I'm not calling you a deity, because that you are not. There's only one. And I bow to him and acknowledge him, but I'm not using that to refer to anybody else. Okay, well, with that out of the way... Backed up by Scripture. Amen. Exodus, in case you want to sort of make a note of that, let me repeat the text again. Exodus 23, verse 13. All right. I said yesterday that the strategy in the closing days of this campaign, we're now down to 13 days, this campaign by the left, by the Democrats, is... mass hysteria. Just try to scare the daylights out of everybody over Donald Trump. He's a monster. He's a fascist. He's Hitler. That's the name of the game now. And I'm sure you all now heard this flap about this soldier who MSNBC's, the Marxist Socialist No Brains channel, this woman, Nicole Wallace, she didn't break the story. The Atlantic broke the story, but then she highlighted it. And of course, you know, just she says, and I'm quoting her now, she says that we cannot overlook the heinous racism of Donald Trump can't be overstated. That's supposed to be based on a lie, and it is a lie, that Donald Trump is said to have said something racial about a soldier, who happened to be a woman, who was killed in the line of duty, and Donald Trump was meeting with her family and said offered help for the funeral, and some number came back for the cost of the funeral, and Donald Trump is said to have erupted, and he, you know, and it doesn't cost this much, and all. I'm not even going to get into the details because it's ridiculous. Witnesses who were there say it absolutely, unequivocally never happened. But get this, not just witnesses who were there, the woman's sister, the sister of the deceased soldier, the sister's name is Myra Gillen. Let me get the soldier's name here because I don't want her name to get lost in this process. So I will find that. But she says the sister who met with Donald Trump said that she is disgusted. In fact, let me quote her. She said, "I don't appreciate how they are exploiting my sister's death for politics. It is hurtful and disrespectful to the important changes she made for service members. President Donald Trump did nothing but show respect to my family," and her name is Vanessa, "and Vanessa. In fact, I voted for President Trump today." That's the sister of the deceased soldier. Now, apparently, some reporter, Jeffrey Goldberg, claims that he, through sources, of course, unnamed sources that he has, that Donald Trump said some insulting things. But the people who were there said it absolutely never happened. So, but folks, this is what they're going to do. They're going to try to scare everybody half out of their wits that Donald Trump's just a terrible person. And let me tell you in a word what Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. Back in a moment.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
And I'm sitting in for Pastor Jeff Shreve today. This is your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson, today and tomorrow. And looking forward to a great conversation with you all. In the next segment, I want to open up the lines. The telephone number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I want to know two things from you today. Number one, have you voted already? And number two, what are you hearing in your neighborhood among people that you talk to? Are you hearing this kind of mass hysteria being used against Donald Trump? We're being told he's the worst person on the planet. I mean, that's it. I'm sure you heard Joe Biden at some event say, we need to lock him up. Oh, I mean, lock him up politically. Well, that's not what he meant. But he knew he had to clean it up. So what are you hearing out there? What have you voted already? Have you put it in the bank already? I think I may have said yesterday, but I really believe that your vote is an act of spiritual warfare and an act of worship. I really believe that when we vote, we are casting a vote for the righteousness of Almighty God. And we know that Donald Trump, just like you and I, does not represent that perfectly, but we are voting for that which best represents what we believe to be the will of God for this nation. So here's the contrast. We are saying, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and use us, flawed, fallible human beings, to advance your will as best we can discern it. And the other side is saying, our kingdom come, our will be done on earth and for the entire globe, that everyone may serve us and serve our wicked and devious desires. They don't have a God to pray to because they don't believe in anything except themselves. They are their own God. But that's really what they're saying. The contrast is quite stark. Well, Geraldo Rivera has weighed in. He always says, I'm a friend of Donald Trump. I know Donald Trump. But he has said, woe to us. I'm trying to use a biblical reference. You know, I also find it just disgusting when these people start trying to use scripture or make allusions to Christian imagery. These people are as far from Christianity as they can get. But Geraldo Rivera says, woe to us. Woe to us if we vote for Donald Trump. You know, it's like... He says, and look, and here's what he, and they just lie. They just lie. He said that Donald Trump has said that, and I'm quoting Geraldo Rivera now. He said, it is absolutely imperative that people whose names sound like mine, and here we go again. The whole look like me, sound like my name. Oh, give me a break. Understand that this guy says that we are poisoning the blood of the country. Now, has anybody ever heard Donald Trump say that? He says it is in our genes that we commit murder. Has anybody heard Donald Trump say that? And this guy promises mass deportation of our friends and relatives should he regain the White House. You know, I'm thinking to myself, so what, are all your friends and relatives illegal aliens? Because we don't care whether they're your friends and relatives or not. If they're illegal aliens, they're going to be deported. So what? Maybe you should be telling your friends and relatives, don't come into America illegally because you don't have a right to be here. How about that? This stuff is preposterous, folks. Donald Trump is not a stupid man. He knows that the crime, the fentanyl, the human trafficking, the gangs, that this has nothing to do with the genes. This has to do with the culture of the people that they are sending across the border. They're not sending their business executives. They're not sending their surgeons. They're not sending their college professors. They're sending people who are the dregs of their society, and for the most part, that they don't want. And they are glad to get rid of them and basically infiltrate America with them and yes, poison America with them. Donald Trump's first statement about this, which they attributed to racism, was just a statement of fact. He said they are not sending us their best. Well, when you say they're not sending us their best, that implies that there are good people there, but those are not the ones they're sending. How in the world is that to? Well, they're genes. There's crime in their genes. I mean, oh, Lord. So they just lie without blinking. You know, I don't think that it's a stretch to say they are of their father, the devil. The deeds of their father they will do. He was a liar from the beginning, and the truth is not in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own because he's a liar and the father of it. So but folks, that's all they've got. That's all they've got. Because they basically tried to prosecute the man. They've tried to sue the man. They've tried to lock the man up. They've tried to impeach the man. They've tried to kill the man. I mean, everything imaginable has been done, and none of it's worked. They're now scraping the bottom of the barrel. Here's the last one. You've heard this one. And this just goes to show how irrational people become when they're filled with hatred for someone. And they want to try to upend him, and they can't figure out a way to get it done. Donald Trump's exhausted. How about that one? Yeah, forgive the noise, folks. I keep forgetting to set up my caller system here because I'm a little out of practice. But Donald Trump's exhausted? Donald Trump has been on the campaign trail for 52 days straight. He has not taken a day off in 52 days. And get this, he didn't even take a day off after he got shot. He was back on the campaign trail the next day. Kamala Harris took yesterday off. She has no events today because she's doing a town hall tonight. Of course, that's an exhausting event, so she needs to stay and rest all day today. So she said 2 days rest to do a town hall event. They said, but wait a minute, but she did two interviews yesterday. Yeah, two softball interviews that were nothing but criticisms of Donald Trump by both the moderator and the interviewee. So, boy, she's had two rough days on the campaign trail. Donald Trump is everywhere. He's doing 4 and 5 events a day. And they're going to try to sell us that, yeah, we need to be concerned, you know. Donald Trump's exhausted. Give me a break. I mean, really, you know, this is what you get when desperation sets in. Nothing else works. Let's see if we can't convince people that he's too tired to be president. I tell you, folks, I wouldn't even want to compete with Donald Trump's energy. And I'm a pretty energetic person. I wouldn't want to compete with his energy. I mean, this guy is, talk about an energizer bunny. This guy is an energizer bunny. So, but here again, that's all they can come up with. So they'll try that and see. See if that works. You know, it's like, oh my goodness gracious. Okay, so there is that. But look, on all of this stuff, on the, I should have had all this done, but this is Real Radio, folks, live. Live, what in the world? Yeah, you all hear that? Because I'm trying to get my X screen installed so that I can take your calls, and I should have had this done already, but I've forgotten about it because I haven't done it lately. Okay, well, I'm sure my My inimitable producer, Randy, will take care of me if I can't get that up and running and ready. The number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Look, with all of this stuff that they're talking about, what Donald Trump insulted a soldier and Donald Trump's a racist, Donald Trump is now leading with Hispanic voters by 49% to 38%. And guess what? In August, he was behind by 53% to 37%. And now he's ahead by 49% to 38%. That's a 27-point shift. You know why? Because they're getting to know who Kamala Harris really is. And they're comparing what she has to say and what the Biden administration has done with what Kamala, with what President Trump did during his 4 years and what he is promising. And folks, there's no comparison. I mean, he is pulling away from her in the Hispanic vote. I mean, what are they going to sell? They don't have anything. Forgive me if I'm being repetitious yesterday, but what? Look, Hispanic citizens do not want their borders invaded, period. They don't, because it undermines their schools. It undermines their healthcare system. It undermines their jobs. They know that these illegal aliens can come in and they can underbid people for jobs. It undermines their stability, their families, their communities. They don't want that. They know that's not racist. They know that's just pragmatic. Because one of the marks of, I think, Hispanic culture, generally speaking, and again, forgive me, I'm generalizing, is strong families and belief in family. Well, you can't raise a family when you're being invaded and your kids are being told they can't use the gym, they can't go to the community center, they can't, and you've got illegal aliens wandering around all over the place, some of whom are child predators, some of whom are drug dealers, some of whom are human traffickers, and they're wandering around all over the neighborhoods, and you're trying to raise a family, a law-abiding, decent family in peace and get your kids educated and get them back and forth safely. And all these people are flooding into your neighborhoods and into your community. You think the Hispanic community likes that? So it's not working, folks. In fact, here's where we are right now. The Real Clear Politics average in the 7 battleground states, Pennsylvania, Trump is up by 0.8%, North Carolina by 0.4%, Georgia by 2.5%, Wisconsin by 0.4%, Michigan by 1.2%, which is astounding, Arizona by 1.8%, Nevada by 0.9%. You know, I'm predicting, based on the history, a win for Trump in Arizona and a win for Trump in Nevada, and a win for Trump in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. I am not so certain about Michigan or Wisconsin. We will see. But I'm predicting a win for him in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. So we will see what happens. And again, I'm predicting that Donald Trump will win by somewhere in the 290s. He'll get well above the 270 needed to become president. I don't think he'll break 300, but it, who knows? It could be a landslide. And I think percentages, he'll win by 52 to 48%. I think that's where things will settle overall. So we shall see. But I am extremely hopeful. But we are absolutely taking nothing for granted. We're not taking for granted the willingness of the other side to cheat, because they have no honor. They have no integrity. They have no honesty. They have no moral core. So I am not writing that off. Right now, as you all know, the Department of Justice is suing our governor here in Virginia for purging non-citizens off the voter rolls. So what does that tell you? That means they want these people to vote. They want to be able to cheat. That's why they don't want voter IDs. They don't want the voter rolls purged, because they want to be able to do whatever is necessary to cheat in order to win the election. That's just, folks, that's just who they are. It's sad, but that's the reality. That's just who they are. When power is your God, anything goes. and power is definitely their God. Control over you and me, that's what they crave. Not what's good for the American people, but control over everything and everybody. I mean, that's the mark of Marxism, because that's when everything is going to be utopic. That's when everything is going to be utopian, I should say. That's when everything is just going to be wonderful. Yeah, well, you've got about 150 million people dead under that system. Doesn't sound very wonderful to me. Not to mention the many who have been tortured and incarcerated and put into labor camps and had all kinds of horrible things done to them and their families under the guise of promoting this communist utopia, this Marxist vision that they have, this collectivist construct that they've got in mind for our culture. No, thank you. We are a constitutional republic. And if you and I have anything to say about it, that's what we're going to remain. In fact, let's add this. The Democratic Party platform, and we haven't talked much about this on education, says the following. We oppose the use of private school vouchers, tuition tax credits, opportunity scholarships, and other schemes that divert taxpayer funding resources away from public education. In other words, no matter which way you cut it, they want to keep children trapped in failing schools so that they can indoctrinate them, so that they can miseducate them, so they can turn them into their little Marxist robots, and frankly, sadly, expose them to the sexual deviancy of these people who think they know what's best for our children. That's the Democrat platform. 70% of the American people don't agree with that. Why would anybody vote for these people? I mean, I said it's close, but I still don't understand why it is. Because if you're following logic, common sense, facts, truth, it should be already an obvious landslide. This is your host today, Bishop E.W. Jackson, in for Pastor Jeff Shreve. We'll be back in a moment.
You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop. So we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Well, it's not Pastor Jeff Shreve, but you all understand that by now, right? Okay. This is E.W. Jackson. The telephone number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Just before I come to the phones, a couple of quick things I want to update you on. Steve Bannon is apparently going to do the full 4 months in federal prison for contempt of Congress. What Democrat has been put in federal prison for contempt of Congress? He will not be though eligible for early release, he will not be given it. And the excuse he's being given is that there wasn't time to process the papers and he's going to be out shortly anyway. So they're going to just leave him there to languish. And they've got the nerve to accuse Donald Trump of wanting to put people in prison for not agreeing with him. I mean, these people, their hypocrisy knows no bounds. And Stacey Abrams has now joined with Barack Obama in saying anybody who doesn't vote for Kamala Harris is either a racist or a sexist. Thanks very much for the confidence that you place in the thoughtfulness of the American people. So we're all apparently a bunch of sexists and racists from their perspective. And they've got the nerve to suggest that Donald Trump denigrates people and that Donald Trump insults people. I mean, Donald Trump hasn't come anywhere close to the level of assaults these people have lodged against the entire body politic. When you think about it, anybody who doesn't agree with them is we're a basket of deplorables. You know, we're sexist, we're racist, we're. I mean, it just goes on and on, folks. And that's why we just have to ignore them and go on about the business of saving our country from these fools who will lead us off the cliff if we allow them to do it. The number again, 888-589-8840. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Sherry in Tennessee. Sherry, welcome.
Hey, Bishop Jackson. It is so good and such a pleasure to hear you on the radio again. I met you 2 years ago. At a church in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and
I remember that event. Yes.
I am so glad to hear you, and
thank you
so much for repeating things, explaining things, talking about things. I voted yesterday, and there was a lot of people there. That is great, and we're going to vote for biblical values. That doesn't make us anything else except Christ followers.
Amen.
When we vote biblical values. And also, I wanted to say one more thing. Please tell your wife it is better to over-communicate than under-communicate.
Okay. All right, Sherry. All right, Sherry. Well, listen, I'm not sure what that means, but I'll pass it along. But thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, folks, you know what? If you want to call us fools for Christ, hey, the Bible says that Paul says you are wise in Christ. We are fools for Christ. And I'm happy to be a fool for the Lord. But all this other stuff that they're lodging at us, I mean, I could care less. It just rolls off. In fact, you know, folks, I've said in speeches, you know, you haven't really lived until you've been called a black white supremacist. So, you know. This stuff is a joke. 888-589-8840. Let's come to, Joyce in Tennessee. Joyce, welcome.
Good morning, Bishop Jackson. Good to hear you.
Well, thank you.
I was just going to tell you, yes, I voted yesterday, and it didn't take 2 minutes, but I live in a small town in Tennessee.
All right.
I had a question, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, but it came on the internet. Like, you heard Biden say, lock him up. Well, Sometimes they say what they really honestly mean, because I had to watch something from that Jamie Raskin that said that it's exactly that what they planned, that they was like going to, if he won, come January, they was going to lock him up. And I mean, I heard it. I watched that him say that, and then there's a letter that came out, and I think they said it was from the DOD. They didn't say DOJ, they said DOD. And it went out to our military for them to be able, in certain circumstances and uprisings, that they could use lethal weapons. You know, they could harm the citizens. And I'm like, I mean, that's what the paper said. Yeah, and I don't know if you've heard that or not.
Well, Joyce, I've heard things like that. And first, Joyce, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for the call. Look, folks. I wish I could say, well, there's, you know, we can ignore that. That's crazy. But I think these people are so addicted to power. I don't think that there's anything that's beneath them. Now, here's what I would say. Would they try to lock Donald Trump up in order to try to keep him from taking office? Yes, they would. It would throw the country into complete turmoil. It could precipitate a civil war if they tried to do something like that. And I think they probably know that. And I would think the present makeup of the Supreme Court and there would be an emergency petition to the Supreme Court, which would almost have to hear if they tried to put Donald Trump in jail. And I have to believe that that President Trump would be immediately ordered to be released if they tried something like that by the Supreme Court. And then, of course, if they tried to ignore the Supreme Court, that takes things to a whole nother level. So while I do not put these kinds of ideas in the realm of, that's they would never try that. That's not possible, because I don't think there's any restraint on evil. Evil will try whatever it thinks it can get away with. But I think that we, at this point at least, have sufficient guards in place in our country to prevent that from being successful. So if they've got any kind of good sense at all, even though they might want to do it, they probably realize that they would be looking at either being struck down by the Supreme Court for any attempt to do such a thing, or something far, far worse, which I don't even want to contemplate. 888-589-8840 is the number. Let's go to Fred in West Virginia. Fred, welcome.
How you doing, brother?
Great, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I can't tell you how good it is to hear you boys.
Thank you, Fred.
It's been a while, but I live in a little small town called Hollywood, about 20 miles south of Lewisburg, West Virginia, and my pastor friend of mine was telling me a story that he read a book from back in the 1800s about a circuit riding preacher that come through Lewisburg, and he called it Little Sodom back then. I just wanted to add that in, but I'm going to say I'm proudly voting for Trump. I want to make America great again.
And, amen.
And I'm like you. I cannot understand how anybody could vote the other way. I just can't get it. I just don't understand.
Well, Fred, listen, thank you so much for the call. Good to hear your voice too, my friend. Good to be on with you. God bless you. Folks, you heard Fred say he's where he's going, what he's going to do. Every single one of us needs to get out there and do it, and then marshal others to make sure we get there. Look, you know, there's a scripture, I believe it's in Isaiah chapter 1. It might be 5, but I think it's 1. It says, unless the Lord had left to us a very small remnant, we would have been as Sodom. We would have become like Gomorrah. And I think we are the remnant that prevents America from becoming like Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, I really believe that. And I think that is what withholds the hand of God's judgment against this country. Because frankly, as a nation, we really do deserve judgment. But thank God he's not giving us what we deserve, but he's showing us grace. And I think it's primarily because of you all and me and AFR, and of course, many, many others around the nation who are upholding the standard of righteousness and repentance and seeking God's face and asking for his grace and mercy. So Fred, I'm not sure that you intended to go to strike that note, but that's what hit me when you mentioned Little Sodom. Let's go to Joe in Indiana, I believe. Joe, welcome.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Bishop Jackson, thank you for taking my call. I was recently asked how I, as a Christian, could vote for Trump. And, you know, I gave a flip answer and later had to write a letter to the person to try to better explain my thoughts. And I want to share some excerpts from that. If it's lengthy, you cut me off if necessary. But, you know, I believe that the political selection is a game of choose your narcissist. I believe that anyone who has a drive to occupy political office by virtue of marketing must be narcissistic to sell themselves, much out of necessity. For this reason, I see the two-party political systems as mere machinery to be selected or deselected based on results alone. Likewise, okay. They should be deselected when words and actions lead to degradation of our society.
I think I've got the point, Joe. So you want to put a period on that somehow?
Real quick. I see Trump as a master marketer generating attention through outlandish statements, living by the motto, say whatever you want about me as long as you spell my name right.
Okay. All right, Joe. Listen, thank you for the call. I would say this. Well, you all know I've run for office. I don't think you have to be a narcissist. I certainly don't consider myself to be one. I think people have different motivations. Politics certainly does attract people who have a desperate need to be loved, to be known, and it can get very unhealthy, and it does attract those kinds of people, or desperate need for power over other people. But you know, Jesus said, "Let he who would be greatest among you be the servant of all." And I really believe that there are people who are called into politics for service. And frankly, I believe Donald Trump is one of those people. I mean, he's a billionaire. The man flies around in a plane that's almost as probably as almost as big as Air Force One. He doesn't need the gratification of accolades of people treating him and you're the greatest success we've ever seen. The man is already monstrously successful. I mean, I believe that Donald Trump is in it because he really loves this country. He wants the very best for it, and he's willing to put himself out there for it. So I can't agree with the statement that everybody who runs for office runs because they're narcissistic. I think people can run for different reasons, but some run because they really love this country and want to serve it and want to raise issues and implement policies that they believe will benefit the American people. And that's the way I view Donald Trump. But thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go to David in Virginia. David, welcome.
Hello. Raise him and praise him, for he is holy.
Amen.
So, to answer your two questions, I'm going, and I'd like to make a comment and have a question, if I may. I have not voted yet. I am going to vote the day of, and I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And what I see going on is so exactly what you're talking about. I think knowledge is key. I have a friend who I've prayed with. We talk about the Lord. We have prayed for people. We have had numerous conversations about Jesus. I know he loves the Lord. I know he's saved. Well, I don't know he's saved, but I'm fairly certain he's saved.
But he's going to vote for Kamala Harris.
But he's going to vote for Kamala Harris. And he's been sending me... He's been sending me links, and all of his links are to MSNBC. And the point that I'd like to really make is, with all of you guys, and I'm throwing you in with AFR, you know, the app and just the mass quantities of information that you guys process, you know, it would be super awesome if, like, on the app, or if you had this a link to your own page, whatever, that, you know, a person could go to, and they could they would have the actual definitions of Marxist, and then we would have all of these topics about...
Hey, David, listen, we're almost out of time. I think I've got about a minute left. Let me see if I can get Lee in, who's been waiting a while, but thank you for the call, David. Lee, you're going to get to close us out, I believe. Welcome to the program.
All right. Hey, I voted, and the guys around where I'm at, they're asking, what about that no tax on overtime? And, you know, it takes 3.5 days for us to go on overtime. And, you know, the saying is, if it's too good to be true, it's a lie. And they want to know, is this going to happen the first day he gets in office, Donald Trump gets in office? Is he going to be he's going to write it out and say, no more taxes on overtime? Or is it something that's going to be fought out in the Congress?
Okay. Well, Lee, thank you for the call. I don't think that Donald Trump can absolve anybody of taxes on income without legislation. I think that's something that would have to go through Congress, and exactly how that would work, I don't know. Same thing on taxes for no taxes on tips. I don't think he can handle that with regulatory action. I think that's going to require legislation. But I think he's right, because what he's trying to do is say, let's leave more of the American people's income in their own pockets. I mean, that's really the way our government was set up. It was set up to limit the power of government. I think it was Chief Justice John Marshall who said the power to tax is the power to destroy. And it was to limit the power of government to take our money and take our property. So I think he's on the right track there, but I don't think he can do it the first day. Listen, God bless everybody. You know what to do. Stand up, step up, speak up, refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.